Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Miss Nikita?
Hi, yes, this is her.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing swell. I have been trying to contact you for quite some time on the number that we have on your profile.
Oh, really?
So if you didn't get paid, it's because I've been texting this 610 number that's in your profile. And no one has been returning. That phone is disconnected and the client's phone is disconnected. I've been trying to call you to let you know your coordinator, Sydney, no longer works for us. And I was the go-to person to talk to in regards to anything you need to call in pertaining to this matter. I was also calling you because your clock ins and out has been registering in a different location. So I am not able to link them calls because it needs to be updated with the county assistance office and the service coordinator of the new address for your client.
Well, they had said they did that already, and I thought that the lady that I was talking to, I guess you said her name was Sydney, the one that I was texting with. I was texting with her on my new number, and she said that she updated my number.
The last note she has in here before she left, I'm going to tell you what she has in here for your client. Let me I couldn't wait for you to call me. When you went, I apologize. When you went into that bank account and ain't see nothing, I was like, I'm going to just, because I talked to my administrator and he said, well, she's going to call, because, to deal with this matter, because I've been trying to reach you. The last resort, I was going to call the insurance because we got no contact.
That's crazy because I was, led to believe that my number was updated through her because that's what she told me she was going to do.
No, it's never been
Because I've
updated.
had this number for a little while now.
So she got a note in here on May 16th that the caregiver doesn't properly clock in and out at the location. It is all on the time out of range, or you won't clock at all. She says she told you multiple occasions that you got to clock in from the home. There is no other note pertaining to a new phone number. Mom lives with you. There is no additional
Oh
other.
yeah, that's crazy because I definitely spoke to her about that as well because I said, well, my mom is living at my house now, so it should be no reason why anything's out of any ranges
So
or
she's no longer at 124 Westbrook Drive.
no, she's been with me for a couple months now, so she's at 145 Springton Road.
See, and
And I
that's.
also had my service the insurance coordinator was also just recently here for a meeting, and she also updated it and said she did it through the county assistance office as well. This was months ago. Like, I'm talking like maybe 6 months ago.
Oh,
I talked to
wow.
her about her move in and all that, and she said she would get it done personally. So,
Let me just go to this file right quick, one second, because it was one other thing that I needed to talk to you about. Let me just pull your mom's file. TES. Okay, you are aware that some of the clock outs. Wait, is this a clock in or out? Let me just see. They all are not coming from your address. There's some on Baltimore Avenue. Like, there's some just scattered out besides that location.
yeah, no, I don't know why that would be,
Yeah,
because I don't really be anywhere.
this one
Unless
got
I'm going
you.
to daycare, picking up my daughters or something, but usually when I'm clocking out, it's from the house. Like, I
This
don't.
one is say you're at where somewhere near today's Child Learning Center on
That's not
East
even the daycare my
Baltimore.
kids go to. Yeah,
It's East Baltimore and North Highland Avenue.
I know Baltimore, but I don't know where Highland is really.
Yeah.
But that's why I've been doing timesheets as well.
The problem is each time we put in a timesheet for you, your EVV percentage is going down and down and down.
What's that?
So the way how it goes now, right now you're at 50%. I text you all this on that same number that we have on your file. I literally text you and told you to please call me because we need to discuss about these GPSs going out of range. You know, you can't keep submitting a timesheet for visits because each time you do that, your EBV percentage, that means your clock in and out percentage rate goes down. And it needs to be at
80. She never told me that either. She made it sound like I should just do the timesheet and then everything will be fine.
She wasn't properly trained correctly. I apologize for that. So the problem with Medicaid, when you clock in and out of range and it gets inputted in insurance, they're going to look at this as, why are we linking GPS out of range? Home care services is not for traveling services. It's for the home at all. So the clock ins and out need to register at the service location. Now, if something happens prior to your shift starting at 9:30, say mom has an appointment at 9:30. That means you got to get her ready, get her out the door to her appointment at 9:30. So that means you need to clock in at 8 or 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Right.
And the same thing goes for clocking out. If you guys are not back at the house by 9 p.m., you have up until 11:59 to clock out for the system to register it because after midnight is another day.
Right.
So that means if you are not at the home, do not clock in or do not clock out.
Right, okay.
Because when we enter that timesheet in, you're at 50%. Next week, it can go down to 47%. And it's going to keep going down and down each week by entering them timesheets.
So what does that mean exactly? Like that takes from your pay?
It takes away from your percentage rate. The state requires each caregiver to be at 85%. Now, if you make a mistake once or twice a week, it's fine. But when you have multiple days of missed clock ins and out, then it destroys your percentage rate.
Okay.
Okay. So I apologize that Sydney did not update your number. I had no way of contacting you or mom. I will put this timesheet in, but going forward, I need you to work on with this percentage rate, only clock in and out from your home.
Right, okay.
Okay, so just put it in your mind. If you're not there at 9, just make sure you clock out between 11:30 and 11:59.
Okay, got it. All right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to put the timesheet in. I'm sorry, you'll get it next Friday.
Next Friday?
We don't cut checks here, babe. Our payroll process is in New York.
Okay.
It's in New York. So I'm going to put this timesheet in. I'm going to update mom address on my end and put a note in that she moved with you, and this was supposed to be updated months ago, but the coordinator assigned did not put it in the system. And I'm going to update your phone number.
Okay. How do they do it when I get checks on Monday that wasn't for, because I have 6 kids. I depend on my checks. I can't go another week with no money.
I can allow you to talk to the administrator, but again, we don't process checks. We don't even have a check-in machine here to do that. Okay, so let me get the administrator on the line, okay? Hold on 1 second. Okay, Miss Nikita. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I just spoke to the administrator, and he said he truly apologized. He said the only 2 things he can do is offer you an extra $50 for the inconvenience for you receiving your pay late, or he can try to get the payroll processing department to cut you a check, but he's not going to be able to get that check until Monday, and he can over express deliver it to you by Tuesday. But
okay, yeah, that will work, getting a check if that's quicker, because I really cannot, like, I was dependent on that money.
Okay. So that's what I'll do. I'll let him know so he can try to get them to start processing that at the main payroll processing department. So therefore, they can try to get that ready for Monday to be express delivered to you.
Overnight. All right. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. please keep this number handy because I'm the one that's responsible for your file until you are assigned the new coordinator.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too.